You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Agri Tuesday, and we are taking a look at something I think all South Africans have been waiting for, something that we can all celebrate together, the potential for potato prices to come down. We're going to be speaking to the team at Potatoes South Africa around this. I'm joined on the line by the Manager for Information and Regional Services at Potatoes South Africa, Ferdinand Pietras Kutsia, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. FPia, thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on the show. Let's start with perhaps some of the driving factors around this year's bumper harvest and what might be pushing the prices of potatoes down this time around.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, we have a bumper crop this year, and actually it's extra hectares planted than usual, higher than our normal average that we have. And also the yields are very good. It's excellent year in terms of yields. At the beginning of the year, there were a little bit pressure on yields due to drought, but later on the yields picked up. The season, the rain was enough. I know that quality is also excellent. So yeah, I think this is a good year in terms of yield and quality of potatoes.
FPL, let's look at some of the regional performances. I mean, some of the farmers are based in different provinces throughout the country, and I can imagine that might have an impact on how they go into their planting seasons, their harvesting seasons, all of those sorts of factors. Can we kind of get a sense of perhaps some of the areas within South Africa that have performed a little better than others?
Okay, so let's start off. We have 16 regions in South Africa that plant potatoes. We are one of the only countries, actually, that has fresh potatoes on a daily basis through the whole year. So our bigger regions are Limpopo. They have a 23% market share. Then we have the Free State, Eastern Free State, Southwestern Free State, Western Free State, Northern Cape, Sandveld, KZN, and that's mainly your bigger regions that produce potatoes in the country. Now, if we go back a little bit early in the year, Eastern Free State, they plant most of their crop on a dry land conditions, and they had a difficult start to the year. Yields were a little bit lower due to the drought, like I said earlier, but at the end of their season, it picked up with good rains and they had a good crop. All the other regions, Northern Cape had a little bit of issues due to much rain. Western Free State also a little bit too much rain, putting some pressure on the yields. But Limpopo currently in the market, they have 80% market share in their space when they market. They have excellent yields. The rains are perfect. The water, the rivers are full. So there's enough water to grow the crop full out. And yeah, good harvest coming to the markets.
FPS, speaking of good harvests, some of us know of this concept of up-to-date potatoes and soft-cooking potatoes and the fact that potatoes have different classes in South Africa. What does that look like from a production point of view, and why are some of the potatoes that we then see ending up with consumers a little more expensive than other potatoes? How does South Africa start to classify its potatoes?
So your main, would say there's main, the main cultivars or the top five, I would say, is your Mondils and your Sifras. Now that's all-rounder potatoes. If I say it's an all-rounder, it's a soft-cooking potato, you can make slop chips with it. It's also sometimes used in the processing of potatoes, your French fries, if there's a shortage. But you talked about up-to-dates. Up-to-dates is a niche market. Up-to-date is a very, very popular potato in the KZN region for the stews and for poiki. So, it all depends on what you need for the potato.
FPL, let's look at pricing. You mentioned that this bumper harvest is going to be good for pricing and for what consumers can expect to pay. How good is it going to be? What is the impact going to be on prices?
Talking about pricing, we have to look at two factors, the price that the farmer gets and the price that's passed on to the retail space. Now, that doesn't always happen correctly, unfortunately not. Currently, the price is around about 50 rand or 5 rand a kilo, but we have to look at 10 kilogram pocket prices. If you look in retail space and you say 5 rand a kilo, your per kilo price, the loose that you pack by yourself and you weigh it in the retail, That's usually more expensive than taking a 7 kilogram pocket or a 10 kilogram pocket. So the price that the farmers currently get is a very low price against our average price. So that's about R5 a kilo or R50 a 10 kilogram pocket. In the retail space, you should be able to get potatoes at about R10 a kilo or R100 a 10 kilogram pocket or at R70 a 10 kilogram pocket. It should be around about that price, if I make any sense. But I want to use this opportunity to ask the end consumers, if you're in a retail shop and you're not happy with the price and it seems too expensive, please take a photo and tag us, hashtag Potato Nation, so that we can go to these shops and ask them, because the price that's on the fresh produce market should be passed on to the end consumer, in accordance. So it should make sense.
FBI, when we look at the potential oversupply that could hit the market with the bumper harvest that we're having, is there a conversation, an avenue, an option to then say, whatever the South Africa does not consume, we can then export? I imagine none of the farmers would want their crop to go to waste, and we don't know what subsequent years would look like. How do you handle that? How do potato farmers handle those market dynamics when conditions do change?
So we currently export potatoes to our neighbors. That's Mozambique, Botswana, a little bit potatoes to Zimbabwe, also Namibia, and some of our potatoes go through Namibia to Angola. But we are working very hard to get export markets across the sea to the EU countries and even Russia. We expect to export our first potatoes next year, round about March, April, May to Russia. So yeah, we look out for those opportunities, creating a demand for our potatoes, because there's enough potatoes for all South Africans, and actually sometimes there's more than enough, even enough to export. So we have to look at those opportunities, because potatoes is very expensive, and if we have a year like this with that low prices, farmers are making a loss. And that speaks to longevity and speaks to food security at the end of the day. So it's all a balance, act that we need to try to maintain.
Ensuring that we continue to have enough potatoes for South Africa is what the team at Potatoes SA and what the farmers in South Africa continue to do. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to FBI Kutsia for those insights and for the time. Taking a look at the potato harvest of this year and how South Africa continues to be a good potato nation.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.